All right, this is Sean Daniels of the Fright Channel Horror Haven with Andy Boulanger. Did I do that right?
That's pretty good.
Okay. And to first start, you are part of the team of Kill Shakespeare. The first volume's wrapped up. You guys do have a second one coming?
Yeah, we've got the two volumes. So you got two volumes now. It's one complete story. We're working on a third. And I believe there's like a sort of omnibus deluxe edition of the two coming out through IDW.
And when is the third coming out?
I believe I start working on it next month.
You mean you're not doing some of that in between your sketches?
Yeah. No, that's Black Church. I believe it comes out November. Issue one will be around November. That's the plan.
Anything you can kind of tease of what's going to happen?
I know there's a lot wrapped around the Tempest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I believe there's going to be some island action. It's like Lost meets Kill Shakespeare.
That's going to be awesome. As far as I'm concerned, if you took Shakespeare and put him now and he was writing stuff, he'd be doing sci-fi, he would be doing fantasy, he would be doing stuff like Lost.
Yeah, I think he would be, you know, he was kind of the grand entertainer, so I think if he was around today, he would be like your James Cameron, your Steven Spielberg, you know? I think he would gravitate towards that pretty thick.
Yeah.
And how much of the Shakespeare stuff do you guys sit down and really try to pull into the story, like the little nuances of Shakespeare?
Well, the writers kind of work on that. I mean, as an artist, I try and stick my own stuff in there, you know what I mean? Like, and make suggestions. But for the most part, I mean, most of my stuff is visual. So, you know, I'll check out a play, I'll read the audio play, or read the play before I do the book when I know those characters are in it. So I'll try and grab, like, little Easter eggs myself to add into the pages when I'm drawing them.
Cool. And now you've also got another book coming out that looks absolutely amazing. I love the artwork for it. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, my new self-published book, it's my new mini-comic, is called Black Church, and it's a comic that's going to come out 7 inches by 7 inches inside a record sleeve, so it's like getting an album. And I'm a big heavy metal fan, so this is an amalgamation of everything that I'm really into, which is heavy metal music, horror movies, and medieval anything. I've been doing a lot of stuff sort of, you know, the Kill Shakespeare and a lot of stuff for other people, but I wanted to do something for myself. And I thought, you know, it would come out like a metal album, it could be really cool. So it's debuting in TCAF, and the gist of the story is it's basically The Omen in medieval times with Dracula's parents. And Dracula is kind of like the little Damien child baby in the story. And his parents, instead of trying to kill him, are actually trying to protect him. So it's kind of it's really cool. It's super dark. It's an ode to like European and heavy metal comics, and it's gonna be a lot of fun to work on. When it debuts, I'm actually coming out with a video game at the same time. In Toronto, they're having a video game night right before TCAF, where 6 video game developers got together with 6 comic book artists, and we have like kind of Atari style pixel art versions of our comics that are gonna be there for play. Which is going to be very exciting. And hopefully when I'm done this, I want to do 3 comics of Black Church, put it into a 78 larger regular-sized album, and hopefully have a record full of bands that are into metal and maybe want to get involved in the project. And I'd love to develop like a Golden Axe-style game with it. It'd be really cool.
That would be awesome. It's interesting because I think a lot of people listening to this are going to have no idea what a 78 is. Honestly, vinyl sounds better than a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, I'm back into collecting vinyl. I mean, a couple of years ago, I had a huge collection that through whatever, it got lost. But I had a jukebox, like awesome. A country bar jukebox. And any music, even if it was a modern record, sounded just archaic. Like you were in some post-apocalyptic world and playing a record. And the sound that comes out is just so real and beautiful when you get vinyl. I prefer vinyl over anything. You know, it's so good.
There's something that becomes atmospheric to vinyl when you hear the scratches, that warm analog sound to it, that kind of digital. And depending on heavy metal that you're into, like I'm into more of the stoner stuff, the more High on Fire, Baroness, you know, yeah. Mastodon, that stuff. Gosh, oh, I love Sleep. I love, was it Dope Smoker? Was that entire one track? It's just,
awesome.
I don't have that on vinyl, and I think that would be so awesome on vinyl.
Yeah, I like Ghost. Ghost is pretty cool. I guess they're called Doom Metal. You should check out Ghost. They're
yeah,
pretty
no,
neat.
I've heard Doom Metal. I mean, I just...
I think they're more like just a hard surf rock band more than anything, like when I listen to it. Their stage presence is really funny. They're like, you know, they're like demon priests and everything and Satanists, but the music has a real surfy feel to me. But I think they're from Sweden or something like that, or Norway.
Surprise, a metal band from Sweden.
Yeah, surprise.
It's like you either are like ABBA or you're like death metal from that Scandinavian region, so... Now, have you talked to any bands yet, or is that kind of just sort of down the road?
I'm waiting until I get this first one done so that when I go to talk to the bands, I have something to give them and say, hey, this is the project. We're going to do a thing on Kickstarter. I want to raise money to get a, like a record made at the same time, and you know, what do you need? You know what I mean?
Yeah. How has the Boston Comic Con been for you so far?
This is great. This is my second year in a row, and I love coming to Boston. It's awesome. I almost moved to Boston. It was either Boston or Montreal, and we went with Montreal.
Boo. So when did you say Black Church? Yeah, a rough idea.
Two weeks. The first one comes out, and then hopefully after that, I want to raise the money over the summer to fund the rest of the project.
So you don't have the Kickstarter started yet?
I figure getting the first like little mini comic done first is like a good way to get people interested and involved.
Now, is this your first time writing and drawing something, or have you done some writing before?
I wrote and drew Bottle of Awesome for Zuda Comics, which was part of DC's digital line. I did that whole series. I was one of the instant winners. I wrote a series, web series called Raising Hell, and before that, my first self-published book was called Dead End 56. So I've been doing a lot of writing, and I think really the longevity in this business is if I'm writing and drawing as a cartoonist, I think you have a lot more longevity. And a lot, you know, if I don't plan on working for DC and Marvel for the rest of my life, you know what I mean? Because there's a point where they're like, you're not new and hot anymore, and then what do you do? You know what I mean?
With that, you do have to make a name for yourself. If you don't have your own product, you're out in the cold.
I think it's a balancing act. You have to do a certain amount for them, and you have to do a certain amount for yourself. You have to, and build your own stuff so that you own the properties, right? Because, you know, DC and Marvel, I don't own anything they have, so any merchandise or anything that happens on a book that I might write and draw, I'm not going to get any of that.
Right.
So it's, you know, I might as well do it myself and have some of my own properties that I can actually make money on.
Does that change how you approach working for a DC or a Marvel when it comes to creating stuff?
I mean, yes and no. They normally, when I do something for DC or those companies, they have a good idea of what they want.
Right.
Right? I'll get a script from a writer. It's very black and white. This is this, and you follow it. If they ask you to write and draw, that might be a little bit different, but still you're going to get a big influence from the company, right? When I really felt like I was doing so much commercial work, Black Church is that this is me, this is what I like, this is what I'm into, no editing, unless I ask for it, right? But, I mean, that's the deal. There's no influence, so I can take it as far as I want.
Where can people check this out?
You can go to andyboulangerart.blogspot.com to see my blog. You can go to andyboulanger.com to my website. And we're developing another website just for Black Church, so you can actually go and order the comic and pre-order and all the rest of it.
And people can they order it from your website?
I'll be able to once it's out. I'm going to finish up first and then put it all online for sale.
Excellent. Thank you so much for talking to us. Appreciate it.